To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by SoundMind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron Carnes, the host of this podcast. After 4.5 years of weekly episodes, we are ready to stop creating In Defense of Ska. The podcast was meant to be a promotional push for my book In Defense of Ska, and it wound up taking on a life of its own. While Adam and I both love what we've accomplished with this podcast, we both feel compelled to focus our creative output elsewhere. The episodes we recorded remain evergreen, and we invite you to explore our back catalog, which will remain online thanks to the Consequence Podcast Network. I am working diligently on a new book, a novel called Little Black Book of Death. It's not ska-related, but it has a strong musical component. I also have a punk-themed script in the works. Adam is working on new music for Omnigon. We invite you to follow our respective projects and look forward to what the future holds. To keep in touch with my writing, follow me on Substack. That's aaroncarnes.substack.com. You can follow Omnigon on their social media accounts. Thank you.
All right. We're here. We're with Dino of Foolish Reddicks. How's it going?
Good. Good. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for joining us here on the special behind the curtain episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're still in front of the curtain right now.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Dino about a song he wrote and the cause behind it. And then we have some other secret stuff that you guys need to hear. It's going to be behind the curtain as well. So Dino, but before we go behind the curtain, we want people to know about this song and why you wrote, or, you know, briefly why you wrote it and how people can check it out and how they can help out. So could you just kind of give us the lowdown on that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. The song's called Forget About Tomorrow, Is This Hell? And I wrote it, my dad got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer a couple months ago. And, you know, he's a healthy guy, not even 70 years old. And it just kind of like threw me and my whole family for a loop. And I think dealing kind of with the C word for the first time and facing some of those realities of how bad pancreatic cancer can be, I just started writing down some of my thoughts, you know, heavy duty emotions about loss and grieving already and some of those things. And this song just kind of poured out of me. I sent it to the guys and they were like, heck, we got to do this. So we're gonna release it right around my dad's birthday, which is coming up May 19th. We're going to release it on the 17th, which is Friday. And we've joined with a cause called Project Purple. It's a pancreatic cancer organization specific to pancreatic cancer patients that does a lot of patient financial aid for people who have a tough time affording the care and affording, you know, the treatments and all that kind of stuff. So we're really excited to have them on board. We kind of just wanted to give the song away and encourage people to donate, basically.
So where can people hear the song and how can people donate?
Yeah, probably the easiest way is for people to go to foolishrelicks.com. That's our website. There'll be a pop-up on the front page of the website. I mean, it's going to be streaming everywhere as well. So once it drops on the 17th, it'll be on all the streaming platforms. But on our website, there'll be a pop-up on the front page that says Forget About Tomorrow. And there'll be an MP3 link if people want to download and stuff their phones with an actual file that has the music and keep it. That's just, again, the band's gift to people who are willing to support the cause. And that'll have a little bit more of the backstory as well about my dad, and the links to take people to Project Purple. So the donations can go straight to Project Purple, and then I don't have to deal with any of the overhead on my end. So like that maxes out what they can do for patient financial aid.
So you're basically putting the song out there and just in kind of encouraging people to donate to this organization. So they're like not like directly linked, but they kind of are.
Yeah. I mean, and they're supporting us. They're cross promoting the song as well and the mm-hmm. band and all that. So yeah, it's you know, again, we just wanted to get it out. I think the lyrics of the song probably give voice for a lot of people who are going through grief and loss and trauma. Those themes that are very real in life, and hoping that our words give voice to people who have a tough time saying some of those things out loud and just letting them know it's okay. But also like there's this real thing that we're going through, and look, I don't know the people at Project Purple who they're supporting, but they're going through some serious stuff as well. And, you know, my dad's prognosis is actually really good. My dad ended up in a category of like 15% of people who have a tumor that can be removed surgically after some chemo and be like cancer free. But the song was written when I was still waiting to hear that kind of news. You know, I figured, you know, I'd have to start saying my goodbyes to him. So people who are going through that stuff, you know, at any level, it's hard, it's traumatic. And again, we hope this is just some support going their way.
Now, what sort of screening did your dad go through to even know that he had this prognosis?
Yeah, so it was pretty crazy. He went to a routine like physical with his mm-hmm. doctor. He, you know, called his doctor, had an appointment, and a couple days earlier, he had been complaining to his doctor like, oh, "I've got like a little bellyache. I think I've got acid reflux." And so he got to the doctor. And literally like an hour later, my parents were calling me like, "Hey, dad's going in for all these tests. We don't know what's going on, but he's kind of getting a little jaundiced as we sit at the doctor's office, and they're running him through a battery of tests." And like immediately my like worst case scenario flared up in my mind. I was like, "Oh crap, they're like screening him for cancer, I bet." Within 12 hours of that appointment, they admitted him to the hospital. So this is again a routine checkup. He's expecting to go home and, you know, have a beer and have a burger and like have a good night with my mom. Mm-hmm. He's all of a sudden in the hospital, checked in. I'm pretty sure it's the first time he's ever been admitted to the hospital in his life. And so 12 hours later, they're starting to throw around the C word. And then 24 hours later, by that point, I'd already flown out from Florida to California. And they were saying, "Hey, this is pancreatic cancer," and those are words you don't want to hear together in the cancer world. That's you know, as bad as it gets. And so yeah, it just kind of like took us all by surprise.
So just to kind of like add to what you're saying, you don't want to hear those words specifically. Are you saying that pancreatic cancer is a particularly aggressive cancer?
Yeah, pancreatic cancer is usually one where people don't know they have it. And they go to the doctor, they find out they've got cancer. And by that point, it's already spread like throughout their whole body and they've got months mm-hmm. to live. In my dad's case, it was a tumor that actually wrapped itself around his bile duct. So which is why he was turning yellow from like liver issues.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that little tumor is really like what saved him because it identified itself. Yeah. As cancer early on, and that's why they can pop it out. He didn't have any all over his body. So but yeah, usually pancreatic cancer is one of those like that, and bladder cancer, stomach cancer. You don't want to hear that stuff. Lung cancer, those things spread very aggressively a lot of the time.
I think we're going to go behind the curtain now and continue this conversation, but once again, go check out the song. Go to foolishredix.com. And go support the name. What was the name of the organization again?
Project Purple.
Project Purple. Go to Project Purple and support them as well. All right. So we're behind the curtain now. We're going to continue the conversation. All right. So when did you
And if you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, please head over to our Patreon. We've got some special odds and ends over there for you. We'd love to have you. You'll be supporting the podcast. You'll be supporting us in our defense of ska, right? So, hey, $5 a month. You're going to spend that anyways on something you don't care about. Why not spend it on something you care about? Support the podcast. Support the cause. Talk to you next time. Ska now, more than ever.